Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Our sitting president lost the election, but he refuses to concede. Fortunately, the other guy won big, and he sounds like a president. So for the first time in months, I was about to get a good night's sleep. So imagine my surprise when, as I lay in unaccustomed slumber, the phone rang. The voice on the other end said this: "We've never met, but I've heard your radio commentaries. I want you to do me a favor. I need a concession speech. Can't do it myself. Heart's not in it. My speechwriters are a bunch of losers. You're not much better, but I like your style. Make me look good. Keep it short. This conversation never happened." We commentators are easily flattered, so I accepted our sitting president's assignment. Stayed up all night. Emailed him a draft. Got back a few suggestions. Sent off a finished version. And waited. At 8 p.m. that night, I watched on TV as he walked into the Rose Garden and, from the teleprompter, began speaking my words. "My fellow Americans, the lying media said I'd lose big, but I won more votes than any sitting president in history. I kept my promises, built that beautiful wall, stood up to China, gave you all those brilliant judges, those terrific tariffs, those amazing tax cuts. Now, my enemies want to steal this election. Well, let them. I'm tired of working my butt off and getting no credit for it. I'm tired of all the lies and the sneers. I've had enough. I quit. Vice President Pence will take over for a while. Maybe give me a pardon. We'll see. I'm not even going to finish this lousy speech. I'm out of here." He walked off. I was pleased, but a little disappointed. He'd skipped all my historical references, my calls to unity and decency, those quotes from the Bible and Abe Lincoln. In fact, I was furious. I was shaking with anger. Actually, somebody was shaking me. It was my wife. "Wake up," she said. "You were having one heck of a nightmare." I sure was. But immediately, I grabbed a notebook and started scribbling. There was still time. Our sitting president needed me, and I was going to help him. Anything to end our long national nightmare. Anything for a good night's sleep. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.